KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 55. And Friday, will continue with sun. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 55.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the latest crop progress and condition report delayed today due to the Columbus Day holiday on Monday. And by everybody's expectation, it showed corn and soybean harvest continuing to slip further behind an average pace, primarily due to moisture, as nearly every county in Nebraska received some sort of rain. And according to the National Ag Statistics Service, every county in Kansas did record some precipitation over the last week. So USDA estimating 82% of the corn matures of Sunday. That's 5 points behind the five-year average. Harvest progressing at 22% complete. The average pace is 37%. Now, Kansas, the number now 46, but the average is 61. Nebraska, 13% of corn harvest complete. The average this time of the year is normally 29. Soybean harvest progress also fell further behind normal. See, 36% of the crop harvested as of Sunday. The five-year average is 43%. And in Kansas, the number 22, the average is 21. Nebraska, 23% of the soybean harvest planted. Their average is now 46% complete. Sorghum harvest, 35% complete nationwide. The five-year average is 43. In Kansas, 9% complete. The average is 22. Nebraska, 19% complete. Their average is 20. Meanwhile, USDA estimating winter wheat planting at 48% complete as of Sunday, 10% behind the average pace of 58. USDA is estimating winter wheat planting at 48% nationwide. That is 10 points behind the average pace. Kansas, 27% complete as of Sunday. Nebraska is 77% now planted. Winter wheat emergence estimated 25%, and in Kansas the number 15, and Nebraska 57%. Find the full report online. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at AgView.net.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups, a couple of 1500 model four-wheel drive and crew cab and double cab, 2500 model four-wheel drive crew cab, and the new 2017 and 2018 Colorado four-wheel drives in extended cab and crew cab short box at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane. Lawmakers are expressing outrage after learning more than 70 foster children are missing in Kansas. The Kansas City Star reports that foster care contractors discussed the issue yesterday. The discussion was prompted by the disappearance in August of three sisters from a northeast Kansas foster home. Democratic Senator Laura Kelly of Topeka says she's flabbergasted. Police in Kansas have captured a Mississippi man wanted in a Saturday shooting death. Local media reports that Topeka police used a police dog to find Travis Ray Connors in an attic Tuesday. Police in Meridian, Mississippi say witnesses identify the 27-year-old Connors as the man who shot Danica Clark in the face after an argument. Clark later died at a hospital. Meridian Police Chief Benny Dobo says Connor could be charged with manslaughter or murder. Douglas County authorities say they do not suspect foul play was involved in the death of a man whose body was found in a burning car at a campsite near Clinton Lake.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has issued his first pardon in almost 7 years in office to a man convicted of felony theft as a college student in 1994. Brownback's office announced the pardon Tuesday for Mark Schmidt of Parker, Colorado. The governor's office said the charge arose from a false insurance claim for the amount of $1,552. It said Schmidt completed probation, paid restitution, and had his record expunged. Brownback said in a statement that Schmidt has proven since to be a man of character. Brownback denied 72 other clemency applications. The KBI is continuing their investigation in the death of a 1-year-old boy in southwest Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release that officers with Ulysses Police Department were called last Monday to the report of an unresponsive toddler. KTV News reports that Jackson Silva was transported by ambulance to a local hospital, then flown to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita, where he died Friday. No arrests have been made in the case. Mid-America Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane.
The State Bank at Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane. One of 2 men accused of killing another man in northeast Nebraska's Dakota County has pleaded no contest to attempted murder and accessory to a felony charge. The Nebraska Attorney General says 18-year-old Brian Galvin Hernandez entered the plea with a deal with prosecutors. Authorities say Galvin Hernandez and 26-year-old Andre Sober, both of Wakefield, fatally shot 41-year-old Craig Kubik of Emerson on November 1st of last year. A Lincoln trauma surgeon accused of unprofessional conduct with patients has agreed to a 20-month suspension of his medical license. Dr. Reginald Burton denied the allegations but chose not to contest them. The settlement he signed last week with the State Health and Human Services Department was backdated to January 19th of 2017. Several of the allegations deal with alleged misconduct involving young adult male patients and prescribing practices.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise. Like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. One of two suspects involved in a rash of vehicle theft last week remains at large. Another man was arrested following pursuit from Marshall into Nemahal County by authorities. A 17-year-old Topeka man was taken into custody. The series of events began October 2nd near Morroville as gas and a Washington County tag were reported stolen from a rural location. The suspects fled in a stolen vehicle from Topeka, which was found the following day in Nemahal County, where a stolen pickup was reported. They apparently crossed back into Washington County, perhaps bound for Superior, Nebraska, where the pair knew people. A series of thefts, mostly pickup trucks, from rural locations were reported from Washington, Marshall, and Nemahal counties for the next several days, before the car chase resulting in one arrest last Wednesday. A pickup stolen from Centralia the following morning has not yet been recovered, and the second individual in the case remains at large. That individual is 19-year-old John P. Dedamore of Topeka, who may be armed and dangerous. Leonard Wolf was recently appointed by the governor to a 3-year term on the Kansas State Banking Board. He's among 6 bankers appointed to a 9-member board, which oversees state banking rules and regulations as an advisory committee to the state banking commissioner. Wolf has served as president and chairman of United Bank and Trust since 2004. An attempted burglary was reported at the Hanover Pharmacy last Thursday. The business had been burglarized twice in recent months, and additional security measures had been added. Last Tuesday, the Washington Fire Department responded to a semi-truck on fire at 17th and National Roads. No further immediate details available. Drug charges were brought forward in Gage County District Court last Wednesday against Mindy J. Pyle, age 46, of Wymore. She's charged with drug and weapons possession violations. Pyle was arrested after authorities searched a Wymore residence in early March, seeking the whereabouts of Brandon Kopp, who is sought in connection with fleeing an automobile accident in Beatrice. A workshop on family history writing will be offered this Saturday, October 14th, 2 until 4:30 p.m. at the Marysville Public Library. The opportunity will give people a chance to write stories of their life. A 2-hour workshop will be chaired by a Manhattan couple. Charlie Kimthorn has done workshops throughout the U.S. and Canada and written a book. The public is invited to participate in the workshop hosted by the Blue Rapids Museum and Marshall County Historical Society. Space is limited. Pre-registration is requested. Contact Pat Osborne at 363-7949 or Sharon Vogelsberg at 562-5563. Registration is $15 per person, and the workshop will be held Saturday at the Marysville Public Library. Catherine Kathy M. Horney, age 57, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kathy Horney. Gail E. Hurt, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Hurt. Phyllis Baker, age 86, of Marysville, formerly of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Baker.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eins, zwei, drei. Wait. Let's try a different Oktoberfest, shall we? October 14th at the Blue Rapids Square. We'll start at 4 with Reitenstahl and, of course, a beer garden. And then a free will offering, fish fry at 5. Something for the kids. Bounce houses. Yeah. And then we'll have the classic country jukebox playing at 6. They even take requests. And then local favorite Rewind at 8 and playing until the cows come home. Okay, midnight. This is going to be a great Oktoberfest. The Blue Rapids Square, October 14th, starting at 4. You won't want to miss it.
You can be somebody's hero this year by participating in the annual Relay for Life of Marshall County. Help us continue the fight against cancer. This is Relay volunteer Mickey Schmitz, and I hope to see you at the National Guard Armory in Marysville, Kansas, on October 14th for this great event. Starting at 5 p.m., we will have the Survivor Meal, followed by a silent auction, games, and a free will donation barbecue. You are sure to have a good time and will be supporting local cancer survivors while remembering those who have passed. We appreciate the support from all participants and our sponsors. Be a hero and come out October 14th at 5 p.m. Thank you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high-pressure system overhead, which is going to bring us quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of this Wednesday, all the way through the end of the week. So definitely a nice time to enjoy the outdoors. It does look like, though, as we head into the weekend, another low pushes through, bringing us a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, lower to mid-60s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 75. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 55. As into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see a little bit warmer temperatures with a high near 78. Friday night, mostly cloudy. It does look like we'll have rain showers late with a low near 55. And Saturday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely in the lower 70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Making a living, making things grow. Just get what we sow, making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 95 in 1963. The average low 47, the record low is 27 in 1925. Sunset this evening at 6:50, sunrise in the morning 7:29.
Candy producers have been working overtime to help us feel less guilty about having a sweet treat. We'll share some of the industry's inside secrets from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first and then we live after we take care of the cattle. And that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 11th, the 284th day of the year. Eleanor Roosevelt was born on this day, and the first episode of Saturday Night Live aired on this night in 1975. October is the biggest month of the year for candy sales in America, with a little tradition called trick-or-treating accounting for much of the boost. But there's one trend in the confectionery industry that you'll see in evidence year-round. Experts are calling it permissible indulgence. That involves adding healthful ingredients like superfruits, grains, and seeds to otherwise low-nutrition snacks. It's a trend called soft health. And because we're also concerned about moderation, single-serve, grab-and-go packaging will be getting prime shelf space. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting an open house Thursday showing the diesel technology and precision agriculture programs. Come visit the new diesel facility and enhanced equipment for precision ag, designed to meet the needs of agricultural and commercial communities in the area. The open house is from 3:30 to 7:30 Thursday at the Western Center, 313 Nemaha in Baileyville. See you there.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State Rivals is reporting sophomore quarterback Alex Delton will start this Saturday for the Wildcats, with Jesse Ertz missing 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. KWCH-TV reports that Coach Bill Snyder made no mention of the switch during his weekly press conference early yesterday. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers remain the top two teams in the latest AP Pro 32 poll. Kansas City received all 12 first-place votes for 384 points in balloting by media members who regularly cover the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles jumped up to number 3. The United States has been eliminated from the World Cup contention, a shocking loss at Trinidad ending the American streak of 7 straight appearances at Soccer Showcase. The U.S. was defeated with a 2-1 defeat last night. It'll be the first time missing the World Cup since 1986. Mid-America Network Sports.
What if hiring could be easier? With more qualified candidates and faster results, what if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
It's one of Wichita, Kansas' oldest and largest gun shows, sponsored by Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association. The show takes place at Hartman Arena, Park City, Saturday, October 14th and Sunday, October 15th. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies. Buying, selling, and trading. It's the Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association Gun Show. The Wichita Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th at Hartman Arena, Park City.
The National Baseball Congress World Series, which takes place in Wichita every year, will lose its biggest draw for the 2018 tournament. The Kansas Stars, made up of former Major League Baseball players, won't be returning to the tournament next year. Kansas Stars founder Nate Robertson says the Kansas Star Casino and the hotel booked a major convention for the next several years that falls during the days of the NBC World Series. The NFL owners will be meeting next week to consider changes to a game manual that says players should stand during the national anthem, a guideline that the league has left to the discretion of players who kneeled in larger numbers after criticism from President Donald Trump. Commissioner Roger Goodell told club executives yesterday in a memo obtained by the AP that the anthem issue is dividing the league from its fans. He said the NFL needs to, quote, move past the controversy, end quote. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. and Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State college action on Key and EY. Friday night football, a battle of the undefeateds, Valley Heights at Jackson Heights, live on Key and EY FM 95.5. Marysville kicks off at Beloit, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Both games streaming live on our mobile app and our website as well.
This is Bill Snyder, Kansas State University head football coach. Cancer takes a toll on so many of us and our loved ones as well. Many people survive it now, but more work is needed to save more lives. K-State's Johnson Cancer Research Center is advancing cancer prevention, detection and treatment, and you can help. Make a gift at cancer.ksu.edu and get your shirt for K-State Fighting for a Cure Day, October the 14th.
Axtell Eagles Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Barry Bussing Construction, Nemaha Marshall, Rural Electric, Blue Valley Telecommunications, and Axtell Truss.
Get creative this fall when planting spring flowering bulbs such as daffodils, tulips, and hyacinths. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Combine several different bulbs in one planting location. You can extend the bloom time by mixing early, mid, and late season bloomers, or create multiple layers of color by mixing larger bulbs like daffodils and tulips with minor bulbs like grape hyacinths and squills. Mix them with perennial flowers and ground covers like hostas and daylilies. The emerging perennials will mask the declining foliage of spring blooming bulbs. Plant winter hardy pansies along with your spring flowering bulbs, and when spring arrives, the pansies provide early season color to complement the blooming bulbs and remain blooming to detract from the bulb's declining foliage. Create a faux water feature with squills and grape hyacinths. Just plant a ribbon of these blue flowers in the flower garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Alaska has plenty to offer visitors when it comes to natural beauty. One of the most popular attractions for tourists is to board a ship and see the ice that the state is famous for. We'll head there too on today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Join Top Producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
Alaska is a beautiful state, but let's be honest, it does get very cold here. Mary Bloom knows much about the coldest of cold, Alaska's glaciers.
There's actually 10,000 in the Chugach National Forest itself and over 100,000 throughout Alaska.
To most of us, a glacier is just a very large chunk of ice.
But Mary explains there is much more than meets the eye.
The three main ones that we're used to seeing are the Tidewater Glacier, the glacier that comes all the way down to the water and calves off big chunks and icebergs into the water, the Valley Glacier that will fill a valley but not come quite to the water, and then the Hanging Glacier, which is often hanging up at the top of the mountain with a lot of waterfalls and so forth coming down.
These glaciers have been forming and moving through these valleys for centuries.
The glaciers are made out of frozen snowflakes. It takes 10 years for a snowflake to become glacial ice, and it does need to accumulate for hundreds of years before it turns into glacial ice and actually flows.
We see the tops and sides of the glaciers. However, it is the bottom of the glacier that is actually changing the terrain.
All the pressure, of course, creates heat, which makes the bottom of the glacier more viscous and fluid. Rock then sticks to the bottom of the glacier, much as if you were to put a wet hand in the freezer compartment of your refrigerator, your hand would stick to the ice cubes. So these rocks stick to the bottom of the glacier, and then it's rock against rock that grinds down these glacial valleys.
We'll have more with Mary about the glaciers next time as we travel the countryside. In Whittier, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tidying up the yard and garden this fall could be harmful to your health. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A common fungus that lurks in organic material might make you sick if you breathe it in as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Several years ago, one of my coworkers became very ill with a strange lung infection. After lots of testing, he found out that breathing the spores of a fungus living in his garden mulch had made him sick. Fungal aspergillosis is extremely rare, but it can make you really miserable with a chronic cough, weight loss, and feeling run down and tired. Roberta Wirth is a biologist with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. She says there are nearly 1,000 different species of the fungus, and it's very common around the planet.
Any place where there is dust, in a library, in your house, there will be the spores. Outdoors, aspergillus is found in yards, in parks, in playgrounds, and also in compost piles. If you had a pile of leaves and you were, you know, just raking them together, that would have a lot of Aspergillus fumigatus spores. So it is just about any place where there is organic material.
Most of us will go our entire life breathing in these spores and never have a problem because either we're immune to the fungus or have a healthy system to fight the infection. People with asthma undergoing chemotherapy or other autoimmune diseases can become sick and develop long-term breathing difficulties. Wirth says if you're in the high-risk category, this doesn't mean you have to give up your yard chores. Wear a mask and grab the garden hose.
So if you are composting or if you are storing weeds or leaves prior to composting, wet them down so that it's kind of like a wrung-out sponge in terms of moisture. Just squeeze it and it should feel damp. That will help prevent the dispersal of the spores.
Learn more about fungal aspergillosis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a household antiques and collectibles auction for Lucille Godfrey.
Saturday, October 14th, sale begins at 10 a.m. inside at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling a number of primitives, antique, and collectible items, including a coach spool cabinet, glass front kitchen cabinet, drop front glass top secretary, two wood wall telephones, a number of antique toys, cream and green enamel cast kitchen cook stove, approximately 100 pieces cream and green enamelware, and other miscellaneous. Household items will sell at 10 a.m., including 7-foot custom-built oak display cabinet, bookshelves, a wood rocker, 5 modern pattern-backed chairs, 32-inch flat-screen TV, dinette set with 2 chairs, full-size bed, 2 twin-size bed, 30 modern dolls, and miscellaneous. This household antique and collectibles auction for Lucille Godfrey Saturday, October 14th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Think of Johnny Appleseed the same after you hear today's edition of the Farm Journal Report.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont Crop Protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont Crop Protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont Crop Protection or Pioneer Sales Professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
Matt Raboyne and his wife Marie raise apples, which they use to make cider on their small farm near Barneveld, Wisconsin, just west of the capital city of Madison. More specifically, they make hard cider, which has an alcohol content similar to light beers. Matt says they started in 2010.
You know, the first batch we made, we had no idea what we were doing. We just got some apple juice that was unpasteurized from a farm and let it ferment, and it came out surprisingly good. And that was, you know, our first indication that maybe we can do this. And since then, we did hundreds of batches now, and some have been excellent, some have been award-winning, some have been not so good, and we've kind of learned as we've went.
Matt says hard cider has grown increasingly popular over the last decade.
in the U.S., cider was the drink of choice in the times of the colonists and homesteaders. Now, Johnny Appleseed wasn't planting eating apples. Those were drinking apples. They were planting them to make hard cider.
The Raboines have sold most of their cider in the Madison area. Their company, Brix Cider, plans to open a new production facility in nearby Mount Horeb and open a cider pub early next year. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, it's October. That means it's Pork Month, and a new song has been released that celebrates pork. Recording artist Cowboy Troy has introduced a new song simply called Pork Chop. Troy Lee Coleman III, also known as Cowboy Troy, says the song started out as a comedy parody.
We wanted to write a song that was humorous and funny, but not too comical or silly, but it's a good time. It was a lot of fun writing it. The idea for the song came about when a buddy of mine and his family went out to get dinner, and my buddy ordered pork chops. And he's like, give me that pork chop, pork chop, pork chop. So he started with the silly part there, and then he got the idea to write the song, and then he called me and another friend of ours, and we ended up writing the song Pork Chop, and we came up with as many of our favorite ways to cook, grill, or eat our favorite cut of pork, and that's the pork chop.
Cowboy Troy touring the country with Big and Rich. In addition to music, Cowboy Troy likes to spend time in the kitchen.
Yeah. It started out with, you know, on social media they have the hashtag thing. So I put hashtag hick hop kitchen because the style of music that I do is called hick hop music. It mixes country, rap, and rock and all that stuff. So, you know, I started calling my music hick hop music a long time ago. And then, you know, when you're in the kitchen, hey, hick hop kitchen. Your favorite recipes and things of that nature. And so when I get an opportunity to get in the kitchen, I'll do stuff like that. And, you know, it's just a fun time. And sometimes it's hick-hop grilling, depending on what you're doing. You know, if you're out on the back porch and you've got your grill running and you put a pork ribeye on the grill, it looks and tastes great.
For more information, go to pork.org. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn Kansas City wheat just can't seem to get on track today. December corn down 2 at 347 and a quarter. March down 2 at 360 and three quarters. December Kansas City wheat down a quarter cent, 431. March KC wheat is down a half a cent at 448 and three quarters. So really just can't seem to get anything going in those two issues. November soybeans now up a half a cent at 966 and a half. January beans up a half a cent, 976 and three quarters. Later months are mostly higher as well. Good to see that. We've been struggling for much of the morning. October soybean meal is down 80 cents at 311.70. December is down 60 cents at 315.60. October bean oil is down 7 at 32.79. December is up 7 at 33.19. So we're still looking at mixed numbers across the soy complex, but we're seeing a lot more green than we did earlier in the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle have been bouncing around again today. October live cattle currently down 10 at 113.60. December down 32 at 118.47. October feeders up a nickel at 154.12, but November feeders down 55 at 155.60. So issues continue there. The later months are lower in both live cattle and feeder cattle. October hogs up a dollar at 61.17, while December hogs up a buck 15 at 62.70. Taking a look at a couple of other issues, December cotton is down 10 points at 68.85. March unchanged at 68.38. Crude oil has been very volatile the last couple of days. November crude is currently up 33 cents at 51.25. December up 33 cents at 51.55. Later months are all higher as well. The energies are doing well today. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, and ethanol are all in the green. Taking a look at gold, October gold is down $5.70 at $1,284.90 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. At World Dairy Expo last week, they named the Dairyman of the Year. We'll share his story after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The Dairyman of the Year at World Dairy Expo last week, Charles Ollum of the Charles Ollum Ranch in Turlock, California. With an entrepreneurial spirit, Charlie Ollum has played an important role in shaping the California dairy industry. As the owner of that ranch in Turlock, California, he became one of the first dairymen to install a rotary milking parlor and robotic post-dipping system while also inventing milking hose support for rotary parlors. He piloted RFID chips for identification and management of his herd, and he uses the latest technology to apply manure water through a pivot irrigation system. The herd is composed of 6,500 Jerseys, with a rolling herd average of 18,632 pounds of milk, 3.6% protein, while ranking 70th in the U.S. for Jersey Performance Index through the American Jersey Cattle Association. And then he is a founding co-owner of Hilmar Cheese Company and Hilmar Ingredients, and is a founding member of Jerseyland Sires. In 2004, he was appointed to serve as the California Department of Food and Agriculture Undersecretary. And he used his previous experience as former chairman of the California Dairy Quality Assurance Program and the former board member of the California Milk Manufacturing Boards, among others. And today, I talked to him at Madison last week, and I said, did you ever think in 1984, when you and your friends formed Hilmar Cheese, that someday you would be marketing your cheese products in 35 or 40 countries of the world? He said, well, that was our goal. And he said, we made it. And he said, we're still doing it. And he said, I, of course, am a big promoter of the Jersey dairy breed. Back with a final word after this message.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride event is back this fall. Whether you're ready to tailgate or take a scenic drive, you can get the right tires and a reward of up to $100 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires. It's the perfect way to get your car ready for the season and save. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Tomorrow, we introduce the Industry Person of the Year, honored last week at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season.
Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
It's time to evaluate your pasture and make any necessary improvements. A little work this fall can mean big returns next spring and summer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Before you put your pasture to bed for the winter, you have a to-do list. Take a close look at what's growing and its condition. There are several important things you can do now to keep your pasture looking great and give it a healthy boost for next year. Gary Lacefield is an extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says many grass species decrease over time, leaving room for undesirable vegetation and weeds to thrive. All pastures need to be evaluated for stand quality. Fall is best for reseeding, but other adjustments can also be made.
If we wait till January to do that, we can't do anything in that. So if we do make a decision, whatever it is, whether it's to reestablish, whether it's to fertilize, whether it's to control weeds, whether it's to put some more cross fencing in so we can graze better throughout the fall, all of those are important right now.
Evaluate the forage that's available from your pasture and how you can most efficiently use it in the winter.
How we can use it as long in the winter as possible, thus minimizing the amount of stored feed. And then also, what are weak points within our forage program, whether it's a pasture or hay, and also soil fertility. The most important investment is a soil test. From there, we can make the right economic and agronomic decisions as to what we're going to apply from the standpoint of fertility.
Healthy grasses are still growing and tasty, but don't let your animals overgraze. It's important to leave 6 inches of stubble as you go into winter. This gives the grass a chance to store up nutrients, regenerate roots, and be healthier in the spring. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fall pasture care at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. In 2016, a federal court ruled that the Internet is a utility as important as water and electricity. Yet a 2016 Pew Research study found rural Americans are less likely than urbanites to have home Internet, smartphones, and other devices, and they go online less frequently. Why does this digital divide exist, and how do we bridge it? Alex Miller of Viasat says that while Internet is such an essential service, rural Americans have a much harder time accessing it.
So, you know, with any utility, there's always going to be a cost to build the infrastructure to provide that service. In the case of Internet, traditional providers have to dig trenches and lay cable or fiber or string it on poles to serve those homes and businesses. And, you know, that might work very well in urban areas where homes and stores are built close together. But it becomes a lot more expensive for companies to do that in less populated areas. So in those rural places, traditional Internet just isn't available because it's cost prohibitive for those cable or phone service providers.
Keeping in mind, some people move to the country specifically to get away from city life. Miller explains why having a quality Internet access is important for the rural areas that those folks flock to.
good internet is a necessity for just about everybody those days. You know, studies have shown that rural counties that have good broadband attract more new business, have faster household income growth, and stronger employment than counties that don't. Beyond those economic factors, you know, there's online services like telehealth. You know, if you live far from a hospital or a clinic, the ability to have an online consultation with a doctor can literally be a lifesaver. And if you're far from a grocery store or other retail outlets, you can shop online, even have food delivered to your home. And that saves time, and for those who prefer to be in the country, it also means avoiding the hassles and crowds of driving to a store.
Lately, the federal government and several companies are working to make internet more accessible in rural areas. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.